Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A $5,000 reward is being offered by the FOP for information leading to the arrest of anyone who was involved in the theft of a memorial plaque in South Philadelphia. The plaque was dedicated to a fallen Philadelphia police officer more than three decades ago. With more, here's KYW's John McDevitt.
It's just disgraceful. It's heartbreaking to us.
That's Roosevelt Poplar, the president of the Philadelphia Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 5. He says a memorial plaque valued at $2,000 dedicated to Officer Charles Knox, who was killed in the line of duty on August 30th, 1992, disappeared from the sidewalk where it was installed along South Broad Street near Snyder Avenue.
I know the location that's there now is a Walgreens pharmacy. We just got word that they were closing down, so we wasn't sure if they had removed it, but talking to people from Walgreens, they don't have any idea as to how the plaque got removed. So this morning, we did learn that the plaque was removed illegally.
More than 32 years ago, Officer Knox and his partner responded to an armed robbery in progress at a fast food restaurant. Both officers were shot. Officer Knox died at the hospital a short time later. His partner survived. The two men involved in the incident were arrested and charged. Both were given life sentences.
Anyone with information about the missing plaque is urged to call 215-686-TIPS. The Philadelphia City Commissioners tossed out more than 3,000 mail-in ballots because of defects in the way they were filled out. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
More than 2,000 of the ballots had no signature. Nearly 500 had no ID verification, and about 1,000 were not inside the secrecy envelope as required by the state mail-in ballot law. The vote was unanimous not to count the unsigned ballots or those with no ID, but Commissioner Lisa Dealey argued the so-called naked ballots without the secrecy envelope should be counted.
The secrecy envelope does not determine the timeliness of when a ballot is received. The secrecy envelope does not determine if a voter is eligible to vote.
She lost that round, but she and the other Democrat on the commission, Chairman Omar Sabir, did vote to count several hundred ballots with missing or incorrect dates. The courts have gone back and forth on the question of whether misdated or undated ballots should count, so their decision could be challenged.
Committee of 70 President Lauren Cristella called on the state legislature to make changes to the election code to prevent disenfranchising voters in future elections. Police in Lower Marion say they have found the driver and the vehicle involved in a deadly hit and run earlier this week. It was just after 2 o'clock Monday morning when authorities say a woman in a wheelchair was struck by a car on City Avenue near Conshohocken State Road. She was rushed to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. After the crash, police say the driver fled the scene. He was later seen in surveillance photos inspecting the vehicle in a nearby parking lot. Today, police recovered the Toyota Camry they say was involved, and they say the driver is in custody and cooperating with investigators. So far, no word on any charges. Good news for all you soon-to-be Christmas tree shoppers when it comes to getting the perfect tree in the middle of this drought. KYW's Justin Udo, that story.
We have about 26,000 trees in the ground right now.
That's Randy Bates, the owner of Arasafa Farm in Delaware County. He says despite the drought our region is suffering from, this is shaping up to be a good year for Christmas trees.
A springtime drought really affects tree growth. The trees that we have now, they're ready to cut, great established roots.
Bates says the reason for this is
they typically go dormant like the end of June, early July. So there's really not much effect from the drought that we're having right now.
He says there may be some small drought-related effects on the trees, but nothing too serious.
It may drink more water than usual, so you have to really keep a good eye on your tree stand and make sure it stays filled with water.
Bates says since maintenance on the trees is the same as years past, costs will be along the same lines. Habitat for Humanity dedicated its first home in Camden to a new homeowner just in time for the holiday season. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty was there.
It took many hours of work and plenty of sweat to complete the renovation of this row home on Clinton Street. Tynisa Williams had tears of joy rolling down her face when I asked how it felt to be handed the keys to her first home.
A bit overwhelming, but I'm just grateful to all the people that made this possible. I know there's been a lot of hands that helped to lay the groundwork for this, and I'm glad to have been a part of it, and I hope to be a part of this for someone else.
The home right next door is also being renovated by Habitat. CEO Lori Leonard says they are working on a few projects right now in Camden.
You know, the only way really in the world these days to create any kind of generational wealth is through home ownership. And to give somebody that opportunity it just makes every other day worth it.
More information on how to apply is on their website. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.